podcast. And no guest today, just me. Thought I would do some catching up with you, the audience. of just kind of like things that have been going on kind of currently in pop culture, and also just like what I've been watching. There was no episode last week. I was away in Toronto doing some comedy shows and hanging out, and then I got sick. I had a sinus infection, which was really gross. Yeah. It's like, I thought it was COVID for sure, and I had COVID last year, and I was like, oh, I got it again. I did like a bunch of rapid tests, and it wasn't, well, it's still, I mean, I know they're not 100%, but I went to a doctor, and the doctor didn't say, he was like, probably just a sinus infection, it'll go away. Which anyways, that's where I'm at. So I spend a lot of time at home kind of just like watching movies and I also like, I'm not on Twitter anymore. And so I actually realize without Twitter, I really don't care to catch up on what's current, like TV wise. Like there's no pressure for me to watch the newest HBO series or even the new Marvel series with Oscar Isaac, Moon Knight. I like Marvel and I love Oscar Isaac and Ethan Hawke, but I haven't watched it yet because I'm just like, you know, I'm not going to see spoilers and I'll watch it at some point, but I just haven't felt like it. I did watch the first like 20 minutes of it on the plane, and you know, you're on a plane, you just like, you have to watch some, like you have to be in the mood. What else did I watch on the plane? I watched The Power of the Dog, the Jane Campion film that she won Best Director. Did she win Best Director? I'm looking at you. anyway, oh, she won Best Screenplay or something. It's a slow burn. Got to be honest, if I didn't watch it on the plane, I probably would have been looking at my phone and been like a little bored. But it was very, very well acted, and good story. I like it. Benedict Cumberbatch was really good. It made me really like him. I have this weird thing with Benedict Cumberbatch where I'm like, I just have never really appreciated him, even though he is a really good actor. Like, I didn't see The Imitation Game, which was kind of his like Oscar nominated breakthrough, because I didn't watch it because I was like, it's about math, I don't care. And that was the same year as The Theory of Everything came out, and I was like, all these math and science movies, yawn. So I, you know, I don't appreciate Eddie Redmayne either. But I do like Marvel, and Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange, again, worst Marvel movie. I didn't enjoy it, so I was like, ah, I can't. But he is very funny as Doctor Strange in the other Marvel movies, so so he's like slowly won me over. And then this, in The Power of the Dog, he is very good. And even though he plays like he's such an asshole, but he's really good at it. Worth watching on Netflix, I would say. The other thing I watched on the plane was an animated film, The Mitchells versus the Machines, which was so cute. It's Christopher Miller and Phil Lord, who did like, they did the Lego Movie and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, but also 21 Jump Street and like Clone High, and they're like geniuses. It's a really fun, cute animated film about this girl who's like going off to college, and then you know, her doesn't get along with her dad, but then the world kind of ends and the machine uprising starts, and then it's like, I guess I have to get along with my family now, which is like, it was very tugging on the heartstrings. It made me be like, I should call my dad. But it was funny and good as well. Those are good, both on Netflix, I think. Yeah, I downloaded them to my phone for the plane ride. I also like can't sleep on planes, but often like I don't want to focus on a movie. I'll just like put on music and kind of just like stare. Like also when I'm relaxing, I can't close my eyes unless I, like if there's people around me, I don't know. I'm like scared someone's going to like jump out. So I'm just like, I just stare, which my boyfriend really hates sometimes if we're like cuddling and he'll like look at me and he's like, why are your eyes open? I'm just like, I'm not sleeping. I can't relax. I'm bad at it. So yeah, just a little bit about me. So what else? I wrote down some things. Oh yeah, Coachella was the last two weekends, which is so weird because I'm like, it's a music festival, and like I have seen a lot of TikToks and like articles about being like, is the music festival dead after this year's Coachella? Because just like, again, like just the fact that it's a music festival, but like the whole, like I'm talking about it in Vancouver and it's like, you know, a music festival in California. I get it because they book like really big acts and it's become this thing where it's like, you know, I think like Beyonce was like a little bit of the peak of it where it's like, you know, this is the performance that you have to see. She's not doing this like show anywhere else. But now it's become like a stunt thing. Like Harry Styles last weekend brought out Shania Twain. This weekend he brought out Lizzo and like they sing songs together. Billie Eilish brought out Hayley Williams from Paramore. And it's just like, yeah, it just like seems like, I don't know. It's cool. Like I would love if they like filmed that as a con. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I don't know. I've been to one music festival in my life and it was really fun. And I just think I watched a whole thing about how it's like now this, they've just become like four influencers. Like they're just, you know, it's not about the music anymore, which I could see. But then I'm sure there are a lot of people who still go who just enjoy the music. But that being said, like I did go to one in 2015, the Squamish Music Festival. May it rest in peace. But when I went, there were big headliners. There was Arcade Fire, Bruno Mars, and Eminem. And Eminem was headlining the third day. And like so many people were there for all three days just to see Eminem. And so like we were like on these campsites on like a school field. It was horrible. If I go to a music festival again, I will spring for a hotel. I'm going to stay on a tent next to like 1,000 other tents. I did not enjoy that. But yeah, people were just partying on the campsites like all day, just not. And like, I had to like my boyfriend at the time, I had to be like, let's go. I want to see the bands. And he's like, you know, they're just there for the party, which I guess like is part of it for a lot of people. But I'm like, no, it's a music festival. It's about the music. I didn't get it. And he made me leave Bruno Mars early. At the time, I wasn't like a huge Bruno Mars fan. So like, it was like 3/4 of the way through his set. He's like, why don't we like beat the rush back to the campsite? I was like, oh yeah, I guess so. But I was like having a lot of fun. Bruno Mars is like a very good entertainer. That I left that wishing that I stayed for the whole set and also being like, I'm a Bruno Mars fan. It was pretty fun. Anyway, that's, there's this really good TikTok account that I follow that analyzes like fashion and like kind of like where trends are going. She was talking about Coachella fashion and her handle's Old Loser in Brooklyn. I recommend her account if you like fashion and trends. And but she's also very much someone who's like, who stays up on it, but is also like, wear what you want, do it. We should just do what we want. And I like that. Because that's what I kind of do. I'm over it. I'm over letting an 18-year-old dictate how I'm going to dress. I'm in my 30s. I think that no matter what I wear, they're going to be like, you're old. You're 31. That's ancient. So who cares? Okay, I want to talk about, I also saw a TikTok. I don't know how old this interview was, but it was Alanis Morissette. I think it was on Howard Stern, and he asks her about You Ought to Know. He's like, I know you've talked about this a lot. It's like, it's about Dave Coulier, right? And she goes like, you know, I've actually never confirmed that. She's like, people talk about it constantly. It's been like, you know, over like, it's been like 25 years. She's like, yeah, I've never said who it's about, and people are always going to ask, and I'm never going to say. Which I thought, I was like, wow, I thought we just, why do we just decide it was about him? Like, maybe there's lots of evidence that points to it, but I thought that was interesting because people talk about that a lot. They're like, it's Uncle Joey did that to Alanis Morissette. How crazy. But that reminded me, I watched an episode of Boy Meets World last night because I don't watch new television. And in it, Eric, it is, okay, stay with me here. Eric, he is like, meets this like singer who's like singing, she's like a busker, and she's singing like, la la la, the world is nice. And he's like, she's really bad. And she's singing in front of his dad's store. So he's like, his dad's like, get rid of her. But then, so he like takes her out to lunch, and then he just like goes off on her, and he's just like, you're really annoying, you're terrible, blah blah blah. And then like, she was like, I thought we were gonna be in love. And then she flips, and then she becomes angsty, and then she's like on the radio singing about him, and they're like, you thought Alanis Morissette was mad, listen to this girl. And it's a really fun episode. It's really funny. But in it, one of the songs is, he's a loser freak. And that is something that has been in my mind that me and my siblings sang to each other for years. And I heard it like literally last night when I was watching that episode. I was like, that's what that's from? Wow. Like, it's so funny, those things that like stick with you that you just quote. He's a loser freak. Anyway, it's from Boy Meets World. I think it's season 4, if you're looking for the episode, if you're curious. What else did I have written down on here? Oh, Brie Larson joined the cast of Fast 10. Oh, sorry, I'm just like, I got a new phone, and it's like Face ID. I hate it. Okay. I was just trying to see how long I've been talking. Sometimes I just keep going. Brie Larson joined the Fast and the Furious saga. I'm very excited. Those movies are very fun. They're so stupid. The last one, they went to space in a car. You have to watch it. It's so... So I was like... I like reposted it on my story. I was like, oh, sick. Can't wait. And then someone was like, oh yeah, I thought that was cool. But then everyone on Twitter is like dragging her for it. And I was like, I'm not on Twitter. So, you know, that's why I left Twitter, because it was making me form these opinions that weren't mine. It was just like, oh, Brie Larson's in Fast 10. How could she do that? She's an Oscar winner. No, I don't care. I think it's great. If the Fast and the Furious series is good enough for Helen Mirren, it's good enough for anyone. You know, Vin Diesel begged The Rock to come back and he didn't. I think that was a bad move on The Rock's part. I think they got Brie Larson. Also, like, if you're acting like Brie Larson has never forayed into that territory, watch the movie Kong Skull Island. It's I loved it. I saw it in theaters. It's like, it's a great action film. Good monster movie. And her and Tom Hiddleston are in it. You know, these great actors. Also, she's in a Marvel movie. So why can't she do Fast 10? I think it's great. Yeah, Fast and the Furious movies. I get it. Why, if you don't like them, like, they're crazy. You have to. I like going to the theater, and I like it to be a spectacle. I just want, like, I like action movies. I like the explosions and like, yeah, like. Watching that at home, it's lame. That's why, like, Netflix has just kind of, like, ruined film. People talk about that a lot. But it's just, like, all of these movies that they just pump out, like, with Ryan Reynolds. I'm like, I haven't seen any of them. But I'm just, like, I would have seen them if they went to theaters. Like, the one with him and, like, Gal Gadot. I don't even know. They're just pumping them out, and they're just, like, there. And I don't watch them. Because I tried to watch one of them. What was the one, the Michael Bay one? Because I do like he's a, say what you will about Michael Bay, but Armageddon is in the Criterion Collection. So it's a fantastic film. That's one of my favorites. yeah. Oh, that reminds me, Bruce Willis retired from acting. That is sad. But I will say, if you look at his IMDb the last few years, he's done a lot of low budget action films. They don't go to Netflix. I don't know where they go. But I also, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast. I did background on one of them just in December, just before I got my office job. I did 1 day of background work. I would have done more, but I got that job. Yeah, and it was on a Bruce Willis movie. And I didn't know, like, they kind of came in the background area. And they're like, okay, just so everybody knows, Bruce Willis is on set. Don't look him in the eye. He likes to be treated like a normal guy. Like, okay, well, you look normal people in the eye. but I got to do a scene where we were like, we're walking along the sidewalk, and Bruce Willis pulls up in a car. He gets out of the car, goes to the trunk, pulls out a shotgun, and we had to be walking past as he pulls the shotgun out of the trunk. And he starts shooting it, and he's going as he walks down the sidewalk, and I had to run past him and be like, ah! So I don't know what these movies are called. It's called like The Devil's Night or something. I don't know when it will come out or where, but I'm gonna watch it and look for myself because it was fun. It was a fun day. Yeah. So Bruce Willis, sad. It's sad that he retired from acting because he's sick. I hope he gets better. I like his family dynamic with Demi Moore and the kids. Like, you know, they're not together anymore, but they still hang out. And I don't know, it seems cool. I like seeing him pop up on her Instagram. Also, there's this Instagram account that's like a guy who looks like Bruce Willis. It's like fake Bruce Willis. I don't know if anyone's seen that, but it's very weird. And he like pretends to be him. He does cameos as like a Bruce Willis impersonator. There's also there's that one, and then there's also a guy who pretends to be Tom Cruise, but the Tom Cruise guy, like, it's like an effect he puts on his face. Like, he actually doesn't really look like Tom Cruise. I'm not gonna look up their handles, because it just, like, the guy who does Tom Cruise, like, it really like freaked me out, because he does weird stuff and he says weird stuff to camera, like on TikTok, and I'm like, Tom Cruise wouldn't do that. Not to say Tom Cruise isn't weird, he definitely is, but I'm like, he wouldn't just be on TikTok. Yeah, anyway, that was an aside. Okay, what else? I wrote down a ton of like little things. Okay, I want to talk about Kim Kardashian's Skims campaign. Newest Skims campaign with the former Victoria's Secret Angels. She got Tyra Banks, Heidi Klum, Candace Swanepoel. I don't know how to say her name. I was like, oh yeah, I used to care a lot about Victoria's Secret Angels. It just like brought me right back. When I was in high school, the Victoria's Secret fashion show was like the height of entertainment. Like, me and my friends looked forward to watching it, and like that was before Instagram, but like we were like talking about them a lot. We were like, which one are you? I'm you're Adriana Lima. I'm more of a Bahati Prinsloo. That's Adam Levine's girlfriend, wife. Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Anyways, I was just like obsessed with them, and then when Instagram started following all of them. Victoria's Secret used to sell clothes from their website, not just lingerie. I used to order clothes all the time. And I was obsessed with like these like beautiful women, which, yeah, who wouldn't be? But it was weird, just like the power that they held. Because I unfollowed all of them I used to follow a ton of models, and then I realized, like, yeah, it does make you feel bad about yourself. Really, like, you don't consciously compare yourself, but then you do, like, not even to their, like, bodies necessarily for me, but, you know, the clothes they wear or, like, their hair. I'm like, why can't my hair look like that? Because here's something I learned maybe too late in life. Every single person on television has fake hair. Like, just, like, extensions. Even if it's subtle, it's, like, I just learned Amy Schumer wears extensions. And I'm like, I don't look at her and be like, wow, what a beautiful, full, long head of hair. No, it's very subtle. It's just enough to, like, you know, make you not feel, because I'm like, I have thin hair. I don't look like I'm, like, balding, but, like, you know, if I put my hair up, you'll see, like, my scalp. You know, it's just enough to make it look like, oh, you can put your hair up and I, like, look like a full head of hair. Even men, Matthew McConaughey has got hair plugs. He talks about it in his book. I like that he's open about it. He's like, yeah, I was balding. And yeah, it was a thing. Anyway, it was, like, weirdly exciting to see that, like, Victoria's Secret reunion. So stupid. Also, like, it's so funny because, like, Victoria's Secret tanked, like, in the last few years. Well, because their CEO said all these horrible, like, fatphobic, transphobic things. And then it's like, okay, well, yeah, we're not going to buy from you because, you know, that sucks. And it's because I thought they did go out of business, but then they're not. Like, the store is still open downtown Vancouver on Robson Street. Maybe they closed a lot of stores, but I see people in that store all the time. So, I mean, you know, it's like how, I guess, HMV went out of business. Like, they went out of business, but there was one on Robson Street until, like, 5 years ago. I don't know. There was also a local video store. I've talked about renting DVDs on this podcast before. Black Dog Video just announced that they are shutting down. Yeah, I know. It's so sad. Like, they were, and because, yeah, it's like there are some things you can't get on streaming, or, like, sure, maybe you could find an illegal download of it, but then, like, the quality's not good, or, like, whatever. I don't know. It just feels good to, like, get things. Also, there are some things you cannot find, and especially, like, older movies. Like, if you want to go watch the classics and stuff, like, that's what I liked. Like it for, yeah, so very sad, RIP. There is still, I think, one video store left in Vancouver, Videomatica. But yeah, we're moving along in the world. Streaming has ruined everything. I don't know if I sound old, you know, like, streaming ruined everything, like, maybe. Yeah, this is why I don't care what 18-year-olds think. yeah, it's just really weird. Okay, I'll also talk about, I mean, Lindsay Lohan is starting a podcast. So if you don't want to listen to me, go listen to her. I don't know. There's so many celebrities have podcasts. It's so, everyone has a podcast. I don't know, like, how I feel about it. I always, like, want to listen to celebrity podcasts. I was listening to Paris Hilton's podcast for, like, a couple episodes, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, like, she's just, I don't really care that much. And, like, they're just, they all just, like, want to interview people. And I'm like, no, I just want to hear about, yeah, I just want, basically, I want you to talk about your past. You know, Lindsay Lohan, like, her podcast, she's like, yeah, I'm going to, like, get to know all of these people that I admire. And I'm like, no, just, talk about talk about Mean Girls, talk about Paris Hilton. You know, like, yeah, so we'll see where that goes. I do really, the podcast I listen to now, I only listen to, like, TV show recap podcasts, which is, I think it's just something comforting in it. I've listened to, like, the OC recap podcast by the official ones, like, with the cast, and now there's a New Girl one with Zooey Deschanel and Hannah Simone and Lamorne Morris. That one I listen to sometimes, and there's one with the three female leads from One Tree Hill, Hillary Burton, Sophia Bush, and Joy Lenz. The One Tree Hill one is good because they talk shit about the show because it was like they had such a horrible like experience on set. Like, I guess the showrunner, I think, was like a pretty toxic guy. So like they like go in and like the OC one, they just are like they like talk about the storylines and you're like, oh, that was kind of fun. That was a bit crazy. But they never really like slander it. Whereas on One Tree Hill, this podcast, they're like, what the hell was that? And like, that's super misogynistic. And they just call shit out. So it's pretty good. If you were ever a One Tree Hill fan, it's kind of fun to listen to them talk about it. And obviously, like, there are some things that they do like about it. And like, I don't know, I like knowing that they're still friends. Like the OC one, like Rachel Bilson and Melinda Clark, who played Julie Cooper, like they get along, but I'm like, they're not real life friends. I know they don't hang out, and like Misha Barton is not friends with them, but like the cast of One Tree Hill, I'm like, oh, they hang out. Like, I don't know. I just like that. I was always interested in that. Like when I used to watch Gossip Girl, it's like Blake Lively and Leighton Meester drama on set. I don't think there was probably actually any drama. I just think they weren't friends and people just expected, oh, you're starring in this TV show together. You have to be best friends. Yeah, it's the One Tree Hill podcast. It's called Drama Queens. Yeah. Okay, what else? Oh, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing. I haven't been following that. That's all I just wanted to say. I haven't been following that. I don't have an opinion if you were expecting one. So. Okay, lastly, Mariah Carey started a masterclass, or I don't know what you call it. She put out a masterclass, that on singing. She'll teach you how to sing. I want to watch it so badly. I'm obsessed. Christina Aguilera also has one on singing. And I just think it would be just so funny to just watch them be like, this is how you, because they're both like, they just like both kind of go off into these like crazy runs. And I'm just like, really? I hope it's just them doing that. I just want to watch them being like, ah! I don't know. I don't know. I've never watched a masterclass. I don't know what I would expect from it. But I would want it to be like, I think I was talking about like that Beatles documentary, how I didn't like it, how it wasn't really a documentary. It was just them. It was just old rehearsal footage. It was just hours and hours of old Beatles rehearsal footage. And I guess I learned not through watching it. Someone told me it like leads to their breakup. Like there is like conflict in it. I didn't get that far because I was very bored. But if there was one of just Mariah Carey just like rehearsing, I think I would watch it. I think I would watch that for hours. So like it was just her doing vocal warm-ups. That was just very interesting to me. So I guess I get it. If you liked the Beatles thing, if you're a Beatles fan, I guess I understand. It just wasn't for me. I don't know. I just like, I want to be a pop star. That's all it is. That's really what I'm trying to get at. That's kind of what I've been up to. What's been the happenings, I think. So, yeah. I hope that you enjoyed watching or listening. I hope that you have a wonderful day. I do have for Just for Last Vancouver coming up a show called Comedy Bucket, where comedians riff off audience suggestions. And we have like a really great lineup that I can't talk about yet, but it's like a bunch of headliners, hopefully. And anyways, it's gonna be super fun. May 27th at 9:30 at the Motten. It's MOTN. So yeah. Well, I've asked the owner and he's like, I I don't know. I think he said Moten. Anyways, May 27th, just for Last Vancouver. And follow the podcast on Instagram @DearestPopCulture. And anyways, I hope you have a lovely day. We love you.